Scientists and citrus growers have made significant strides in recent years in controlling the psyllids that spread HLB, the devastating disease that surfaced in Florida in 2005. University of Florida entomologist Michael Rogers notes some of the psyllid knowledge the industry has obtained.
Since about 2005, psyllid work has really kind of ramped up in the wake of HLB. We've learned a lot about psyllid biology and also how better to manage the pest. In terms of biology, we've learned more about transmission, you know, how the psyllids acquire and inoculate plants with the HLB pathogen. We've learned that, you know, the flush period is the time when most of that transmission takes place. We've also studied the psyllid feeding behavior, and we've got a better understanding of how insecticides affect the feeding behavior responsible for pathogen transmission. So we start to put all this together. We've been able to actually look at insecticides, get a better understanding of what effect they have on transmission, and develop more robust programs to help reduce the spread of HLB, the HLB pathogen, throughout Florida. And this has really helped us out tremendously in efforts such as the area-wide, the CHIMA program in the state of Florida. That program brings growers together to coordinate their sprays. We've learned that, you know, based on our work, you know, growers can't go it alone. Individual growth, because of the limitations on some of our pesticides that we have, growers, if they're going to prevent HLB spread, they're going to have to work together. And so I think it's been one of the biggest benefits from our work is understanding how to take all this together and put it into a program such as the CHIMA program to achieve the end goal that we're really desiring, and that's reducing the HLB spread.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.